It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Matt Bubala here with you today and tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Whether you're driving home from work, running some errands, or just hanging around in the house, thanks for having on 720 WGN. Of course, it's the end of the year, so we start talking about things from the year past. And the Chicago Tribune added two new food critics this year, Louisa Chu and Nick Kindlesberger. And Nick has a great article out about just some of the best bites he found this year. And he joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Nick, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on. What I really appreciate about it seems the way that you guys have attacked this is not, you know, stuffy four-star restaurants and talking about the escargot, but really getting out and eating like most Chicagoans eat and telling us, hey, here's some stuff you guys should check out. Is that kind of the attitude that was that you went into this role with?
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's what is so great about going out is you can go out and get great barbecue, and then maybe the next weekend you can go to a fine dining place in Lincoln Park. You know, we don't want to leave anything out. So I thought for too long it had only been about, oh, what's the date night restaurant? But that's not how I eat, so I assume other people have enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, I would imagine they have. So let's talk about some of the best bites that you found this year. And you started off with a brisket sandwich. Chicago has really picked up, it seems to me, at least in the areas I travel in the city, its barbecue game over the last 5 to 10 years. Is that a safe assumption?
Yeah, I think so. There was a big push like about 10 years ago, but I think it's shaken out and now people are focusing on like doing one or two things really well instead of trying to cover every style of barbecue. And so what was so amazing about a place like Soul and Smoke, which I wrote was actually the first review I wrote for the paper, was he was just obsessed with brisket and just treats these briskets so lovingly that I was just astonished when I first tasted it. Because we're not a huge brisket town. We're more of a rib town.
Yeah.
And so it was so fascinating to find a great brisket.
And it seems like, you know, you can get ribs everywhere, whether you're at an Applebee's or whether you're at one of these, you know, real barbecue joints. But brisket or burnt ends are a little bit tougher to figure out and find out if you're, you know, that there certainly seems they're tougher to make. And it's tougher to say, hey, am I going to get this well here? I feel like you go to a place and you see brisket or burnt ends, you might hesitate for a second and say, are they going to do it well here?
Oh, for sure. Brisket is really dry and or very lean, I guess I would say, in many respects. And so you just have to be very careful with it and give it a lot of time at a very low temperature. And DeAndre Carter was able to get a great smoker and really dial in how long they should go for. Not too long, not long enough, so it's kind of stringy. So yeah, it's really great.
Now, Soul and Smoke, they've got a number of locations. Do you find when you're finding places like that, that it's you can trust it no matter which location you go to? Because like you're talking about, he found a good smoker, but he's only making it at one place. He can't make it at every place. So how well do you find that each place can hold up when they start doing multiple locations?
So usually this is a major red flag that you have multiple locations. Usually the best places just have one location. I actually found it at a kitchen out of Avondale and tried it and was blown away and then realized they were making it in Evanston. So then I went up and had it there. And I do think that it is probably better to go up to Evanston to get it, but it is about 90% as great from these other kitchens. So, I mean, they're smoking it there and then transporting it. And the transporting has gotten a lot better over the years for barbecue. But if you really want to go crazy, I would definitely try to order from the Evanston location.
You can find the locations at soulandsmoke.com. All right, let's jump around a bit because we only have another 6 minutes or so. I got to jump over to something. You did try some crazy things, too, that I would never try. One, namely, is octopus. And the picture with your story is like a real octopus, you would imagine, all 8 tentacles sticking out there. Is this, you mentioned the article, you can find octopus many places in Chicago. I didn't realize that. Is there a very common dish now?
It's becoming more popular for sure. And usually it's like cut up and sort of artfully presented, but this was amazing because it's, as you said, just an octopus out there on the plate.
Yeah.
And so if you're a little leery about octopus, this is maybe not be the one to go for immediately. But if you love octopus, I have not found a better one in the city.
Okay, talk a little bit about burgers, because everybody in Chicago loves a burger, of course. Smash burgers are kind of becoming the thing, not just the chain smash burger, but as a style of burger in a lot of different places. Where have you gone and found that you found a really good one?
So this year, the one that I was really impressed with was the one at Three House, which is on Chicago Avenue, sort of in Noble Square. And what he does at Three House is that he takes his grind of from Slagle Farm of, I believe, chuck and brisket, and then he adds marrow. So he actually gets a bunch of bones. He cooks the bones down, cuts them open, and then scoops out all this sort of unctuous goo that's in the middle, which is like just pure beef essence. And then he mixes that into the ground meat.
Okay.
And so when he smashes it, it just gets so extra beefy, sort of like your square root of beef, whatever that would be. It's amazing. And so it's so beefy that he adds a pretty sharp cheddar on top, which usually I think a really sharp cheddar kind of can distract from the beef.
Yeah.
But I think that because this is so beefy that it really works.
Okay. And so as long as we're talking burgers in Chicago, then let's talk pizza too, because there's a million different pizza places. And, you know, it's funny, everything I read online this year, it seems like from Chicagoans that I follow on Twitter, at least, is anti deep dish. Like, this is real Chicago pizza, tavern style. But you highlight a good Chicago style.
Right. So everyone loves to talk about pizza in Chicago. And for far too long, I think a lot of the deep dish in the city was controlled by these sort of bigger chains, like Lou Malnati's. And what they do is, what Lou Malnati's does is a very consistent product, and they execute it at a very high level. But I've been missing chefs and inspired amateurs sort of tackling deep dish and putting their own spin on it. And so what I found was this place called Uncle Jerry's, which is in Cary, Illinois, which is pretty far away. It's about 45 minutes. But he just has been obsessed with deep dish forever. And he moved out to Cary years ago, and he couldn't find good deep dish because he was from, like, the city of Chicago. And he just started tinkering. And what he's crafted is just amazing. The dough isn't overly greasy or heavy. And so it has the thickness at the edge, but in the middle, it's actually pretty thin. And then he's able to use really high-quality ingredients on there. He's actually in the same building as a very good butcher. And so the butcher makes the amazing sausage that goes on it. And so it's really a destination deep dish. If you think that you don't like it, I really suggest giving this one a shot.
Nick, how do you find a place in Cary? I mean, are people emailing you or saying, dude, you got to check this out? I imagine you get hit up like that all the time.
I do get hit up, and I also follow some crazy pizza people that just do nothing but go out and eat pizza every weekend. You know, like, there's always someone more obsessed than you are out there in the world. And on social media, it makes it easy to kind of find these people. But there's actually been a lot of other deep dish in the city. George's Deep Dish, which is, I think, is up in Andersonville. It's pretty new, and Millie's in the Pan is a pan pizza, sort of like Pequod's, that is in Logan Square. And so it's a really exciting time in Chicago for these thicker styles to compete against some of the thinner styles.
All right, we only have about a minute left till news, but you've got about a little bit over a half year on the job now as the food critic. What's the best part so far?
The best part is just talking with Chicagoans about food, because we just love it so much. Everybody in Chicago loves food, it seems like. And so no one is afraid to tell me what they think, even when I get it wrong. But I just love that interaction and trying to go out and find great food, because there's great food in basically every neighborhood out there. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in Little Village or Pilsen, or if you're in Andersonville or, you know, Bronzeville.
Sure.
There's great stuff everywhere.
Nick Kindlesberger is one of the Chicago Tribune food critics. Find him at chicagotribune.com. We appreciate it, and good eating as you head into the new year, Nick.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.